Let's take a look at what happened last week. Anything go on in your committees last week?
Committees were kind of slow. We only met with agriculture. Environmental regs will pick up the program next week. But in ag, we discussed some of the transition issues between, you know, we closed rural affairs last session, and so incorporating them in the Texas Department of Agriculture, giving Commissioner Staples a little more flexibility to run those programs that are truly needed out in the rural communities.
Got it. State Rep Kyle Cassell from District 12 joining us this morning. One of the more contentious things that was discussed in the 2011 session before it failed was the concept of allowing concealed handguns in college classrooms. This was something that may, in fact, have to be voted on this session. What are your feelings as far as that's concerned?
You know, well, I'm fortunate to serve under Brian Birdwell up north, and his Senate bill looks to be one of the most ones that will give campuses flexibility, especially private institutions. I know when I visited with President Lofton, we still have some concerns, so I like his bill. Fletcher has the bill in the House, and, you know, I have a feeling with everything going on, it's going to be an interesting debate. But, you know, there's these kids that are able to carry are, you know, 21 years old. They've had a background check, and so there's some validity there. It's not going to be a large number of students, in my opinion.
Well, and again, of course, anything that has to do with handguns right now is a very volatile situation. But as you've looked at it, what kind of flexibility do administrators need to have as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think they need to dictate which buildings are going to be able to carry on them. I'm assuming that they're not going to like classrooms and large gathering areas by any means. Right now, I believe you can carry on campus. You just can't go into any facility, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct, right.
And I know it's talking to President or Judge Starr up in Waco. You know, I think they want the option to opt out completely as a private institution, and I understand that completely. And I think Brian Birdwell's bill allows them to do that.
Got it. Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. Lawmakers took the first step yesterday, setting up the $2 billion fund to finance water projects across the state of Texas. This is one of the things I find interesting is that this seems to really talk about also conservation being part of that. So for projects within the Brazos River Authority and in your district, how do you see that you might be impacted by this?
Oh, we're going to be impacted greatly. There's a lot of neat things happening, and I'm encouraged by the discussions, you know, with Senator Frazier's side and Representative Ritter's bill in the House. District 12, we talked about this, I think, last Friday, mm-hmm. and the project we're looking up in the northern part of the district. But conservation, you know, especially when we talk about economic development, and with all the Eagleford running up in this part of the country, we've got a company here in Bryan that has a program of conservation using the effluent or the wastewater for fracking. I mean, so those conservation measures, I'm glad to see we're utilizing common sense and maintaining the water we have, because I think we alluded to this last week as well. We've got a lot of growth in this state, and we need to do everything in our power to conserve what we have and get a better idea of what we have to share with our friends and neighbors.
You know, when it comes to water rights, and of course, this is something that that is now becoming higher and higher priority. What can be done, as far as you're concerned, for the bad actors, for the people who are wasting water that could be better used?
Well, there needs to be some consequences. You know, we do in District 12, and I know across the state, we have infrastructure problems, which that we need to fix. Those are just costly matters. But I think with the way this fund will be set up using a starter, you know, about $2 billion from the rainy day fund. Mm-hmm. That'll give us the opportunity to borrow some money and pay it back to fund this $50 million project over the next 50 years. You know, we need to fix all the infrastructure issues we have so we don't have waste that we're not aware of. I know we have leaks throughout many of the small cities, and we have, you know, water systems that have been in play since the 30s, and we need to bring those up to speed with the technology we have to stop, you know, inadvertent waste, but the ones that are wasting it completely need to be stopped and need to be conscious of how valuable that natural resource is.
Certainly. Kyle Cassell joining us this morning, and we may not talk about it every week, but obviously water is going to be something we're going to discuss regularly during the session. But now you, again, as a freshman and also basically a rural state legislator, tough for you to gain political capital, but you obviously need to have a seat at the table for your constituents. What do you and other rural state reps have to do to make sure that your water projects are on a list?
Well, I think people realize how important rural Texas is, but, you know, we had another meeting of our rural caucus yesterday morning, and I'll be honest with you, it's still saddens me that there's only 8 or 9 of us that show up. But, you know, most of the water is in that rural areas. And, you know, I think that we do have a big bargaining chip that our urban legislators have to come to us to make sure we understand what their needs are and where their wants are. And we're going to have to find common ground to work together to make sure we help them have water in the future. But we're going to defend it staunchly.
That's what you're there for, right?
Yes, sir.